Fitness advice for teenage girls. Don't get too muscular, maybe? Of course, there is the right way and the wrong way. If you just do sets, reps, and rest, you're not going to get buff anytime soon. But if you start with aerobics, build up your endurance for an hour-long non-stop workout, similar to how joggers eliminate stopping, and then add 2-pound dumbbells, just grab onto them and dance. And again, building up your endurance for an hour-long non-stop, but this time with extra weights, you will be entering the big muscle zone. You may not even need to go past 6 pounds per hand. What people don't understand is that the speed of your dance music and weight of your dumbbells kind of bear strange equivalents. So if you speed up your music instead of adding more weight, you will still see muscle growth. The body doesn't really adapt to the weight of dumbbells, but the challenges that those dumbbells pose, the overall impact that they have on your body. Unlike muscle isolation or machines you sit on, dumbbells are a full body workout. There's a very precise meaning to that. Full body means you get the muscles of a swimmer, an athlete. Those muscles are spread throughout your entire body. Muscle isolation, even if done correctly for an hour, just gives you the muscles you have isolated. That is not very good, nor does it always look good. And because you are doing one muscle at a time, this is a ridiculously slow process. And when done incorrectly, it may take 10 or 20 years. Sets and reps are basically a myth. Not only is it slow, but you're just spending 90% of your time at the gym sitting around. But dancing with dumbbells upgrades your entire musculature. Everything is engaged, which in turn makes you more capable at moving with dumbbells, which makes you adapt faster and grow even larger. It really does happen freaky fast. Aerobic workouts, as you might have seen in videos from the 80s, basically dancing with dumbbells, only tone your body until you start moving to heavier dumbbells. And if you move by increments of 2 or 2.5 pounds, you go slow, but you never stop. Your body will adapt, you will speed up, and be ready to add 2 more pounds. Bodybuilding is not about the looks, but about your health, your longevity. If you feel that you are large, then most of your bodybuilding is already done. Wearing your body fat is the same as wearing a weighted body vest. But fat is no good for our organs, for our range of motion, for our back even. So you get rid of that with dancing. But you still need to add light dumbbells to preserve your muscles. Medication and hard fasting consumes both fat and muscle, and that's a real shame. If you are skinny, muscles are like an injury dampener. They protect you from injury. I slipped and fell down a full flight of stairs some 2 years ago, and instead of getting all broken up, I ended up bouncing on every stair like a magnificent sausage. I was back at the gym the next day with a really weird memory of just bouncing down the stairs. So muscles are not just about strength, they are like an armor, a kind of an exoskeleton maybe. And if you can stay with maybe 5-pound dumbbells, it won't even be noticeable. Just as important as a well-balanced, dense physique is the fact that you are moving, helping your body thrive and renew itself. Yeah, large or skinny, workouts do make you tired, but that is because they use up your energy reserves. To fix that up in a jiffy, you just need either trail mix or peanut butter and jelly. In both cases, add eggs and extra protein. So as long as it is stuff that is hard to digest, your body will continue using it, absorbing it. Before exercise, during exercise, after exercise, and even pretty much while you sleep. Workout tiredness is actually the result of a mistake. Just like stopping to rest during a workout is a result of a mistake. You fix the first by eating hard-to-digest food that stays with you, and second, by scaling down your weights until you don't have to stop anymore. I came up with a short saying that captures it rather well. Not so light that you can add more weight, but not so heavy that you are forced to stop. If other people knew how easy it is to dance non-stop with progressively heavier dumbbells as your body adapts, especially since you enter a time-warping dance trance from all the music, all the large people would become muscular, all just in the same year. I think that would be a rather scary world, certainly intimidating.
2025, the year when angered teenagers realized that they are now strong enough to just grab stupid adults by their wrists and rip their freaking arms off.
Ew.